As long as there's been an America, there have been entrepreneurs. We started businesses on our kitchen tables and living room couches and in our backyards, farms, and garages. Sometimes we started with nothing, and sometimes we got a stack of seed money from a friendly bank or family member. We sweat, strain, cry, laugh, and work our tails off to make something from nothing and build a better life for our families and ourselves. Sometimes we've gone bust, and sometimes we've succeeded far beyond our wildest dreams. Even the biggest companies start out small, and we're the ones who started them. In the process, we founded this nation, built it into the world's economic superpower, and inspired the world with our achievements. America has always been a land of business visionaries, risk-takers, and doers, of growers, makers, wheeler-dealers, traders, sellers, merchants, and go-getters. American economist William Baumol described an entrepreneur as the individual willing to embark on adventure in pursuit of economic goals. Management expert Peter Drucker described entrepreneurship as the act that endows resources with a new capacity to create wealth. According to historian John Steele Gordon, the first patent awarded to an American resident was given to Joseph Jenks in 1646 for a device that improved the manufacture of edged tools, such as sickles. It was the beginning of the Yankee ingenuity that has characterized American economy ever since, from that first machine tool to bifocal glasses, the cotton gin, automated flour mills, the high-pressure steam engine, interchangeable parts, the McCormick Reaper, the oil industry, the airplane, Coca-Cola, the affordable automobile, the digital computer, and Twitter. America was founded, fed, financed, nurtured, and sustained in large part by entrepreneurs. The spirit of America is the spirit of entrepreneurship, of risk, innovation, ingenuity, grit, and perseverance. The history of America is largely the history of businesses, most of which started out small and sometimes stayed that way, but sometimes grew far beyond the wildest dreams of their founders. My inspiration is God, my family is my life, and my business is my family. I am the CEO of a family business that my father started 46 years ago in a dilapidated backyard shed when we had nothing except a life of dirt-poor poverty. It's a business that my mother helped run, my brothers and I grew up in, and my wife, in-laws, and extended family and friends have helped build into a multi-million-dollar powerhouse. Today, that business has launched three successful TV shows, including Duck Dynasty, the most-watched reality TV show in history, sold tens of millions of dollars of products and merchandise, generated hundreds of jobs, and entertained and inspired many millions of people the world over. But our American dream started out smack in the middle of an American nightmare. My father, Phil, grew up not far from where we all live today, in a house with no running water and no electricity, and a toilet 200 feet back in the woods. He attended Louisiana Tech on a football scholarship, started as quarterback over Super Bowl champion-to-be Terry Bradshaw, smoked dope and listened to lots of Jimi Hendrix, married my mother, Miss Kay, when she was 18 years old and he was 20, got a master's degree in education, then decided he'd rather hunt ducks than be a teacher. To supplement the family income and just barely scratch out a living, Phil became a commercial fisherman, selling his own net-caught flathead catfish for 70 cents a pound. One day in 1972, the year I was born, Phil had an idea. He was fed up with the store-bought duck calls he used during duck hunting season. "These things don't sound at all like real ducks," he thought. "I can build a better duck call." So he disappeared into the ramshackle work shed in the back of our property and started tinkering around with materials and tools. Weeks went by,